there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
That we find things that the everyday folks leave behind. Uncle Bulgaria, we can remember the days when he wasn't behind the times. With his map of the world, pick up the papers and take them to Tobu Marie. Wombles are organized, work as a team. Wombles are tidy and wombles are clean. Underground, overground, wombling free. The wombles of Wimbledon, common are we. People don't notice us, they never see. Under their noses a womble may be. We womble by night and we womble by day, looking for litter to trundle away. We're so incredibly, utterly devious, making the most of everything. Even bottles and tins, pick up the pieces and make them into something new. Overground, wombling free. The wombles of Wimbledon, common are we. Making good use of the things that we find, things that the everyday folks leave behind.
Worse than bow down and thank Moth Ninja so very, very much for that suggestion. It was, of course, the Wombles, and this is the Playlist, and this, suggested by basically everybody, is Suede.
Yeah.
So, yes, suggested by Swizzle at first, then Real Ale Rocks, Rachel, and 1 hour ago, that deaf guy, that was Suede with Trash. With Trash, you and me. I mean, we are we not? Well, I mean, I am. I can't speak for you guys, I don't really know you. But anyway, hello, I'm Darren, this is The Playlist. And the theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, as well you know, is rubbish. It's rubbish, just rubbish. 2 hours of rubbish music, songs about rubbish, rubbish songs. There is at least one song that the suggester used to consider rubbish, but now doesn't. So that's a route that I'm happy they took. So yeah, welcome along. Another 2 hours of this nonsense. Right, so yes, next track. Genuinely surprised that only one person suggested this next one. This next one was suggested by Ben Gray and is Macklemore with Thrift Shop. Oh!
$20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a cover. This is fucking awesome. Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like, damn, that's a cold ass honky. Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green, draped in a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Thank you. Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. Yeah. I bought a broken keyboard. Yeah. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace. Man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads would be like, ah, he got the Velcro. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome. Ow. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is fucking awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her stunt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by a business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Tryna get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Poppin' tags.
Yeah. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible.
Hey, come on, man.
I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma?
Gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
It's rotten. So rotten here. So rotten.
It was like the last day before trash day. My place was getting kinda nasty.
Even though the garbage I knew would reek,
you know,
thought that I could leave it for one more week.
Then I'm taking birthday cake and chili and greasy old bacon. Throw it all on top of the mess I've been making. Wife's so mad she starts to shaking. Leaky bag and now the girl is gagging. She's nagging. I need you to get that stuff off the kitchen floor. Is that too much to ask you for? But I see no reason why I can't let a few more weeks go by. And now garbage is piled up high. And buddy, you should see the flies. I said, there's something rotten here.
Say what?
You better hold your nose.
Hey, you disgusting slut. You got big trash.
Oh, boy, there's a lot in here.
A lot.
And every day it grows.
Hey, you disgusting slut. You got big trash.
Look at all this garbage that I keep generating.
Come on.
I sit around all day and watch it biodegrade. But there's 100
health codes
that I'm violating. Even my dog passed out and needed resuscitating. You won't believe it. Take a whiff of that aroma. Sure to put you in a coma. It's so messy, can't find my toenail clippers. It's so bad, the roaches wear slippers. Warm, sweaty clothes pile up in this joint. Stand up by themselves at this point. It's so filthy, now baby, I can't lie. I wipe my feet before I go outside. I wonder what crawled in here and died.
You know,
walking around barefoot, I've been terrified. But it gives me stuff to talk about with my friends.
Like, hey, I think them rats getting big.
Oh, there's something rotten.
Suggested by Rowan Spees, who doesn't get an applause this week. Actually, no, hang on a second. Hang on. That one was suggested by Rowan Spees, who does get an applause, because last week I lost my applause sound. But I've got it back now. And also, the track suggested by Ben Gray. Because Ben Gray didn't get an applause either. Everybody gets an applause here when they're a fresh Jeffrey. Here being, of course, the playlist. Thank you very much for joining me. I am Darren. If you're new to the playlist, some people are new to the playlist. It's not just the same hoary old faces in the chat room. Though they are all very beautiful faces, of course. The playlist is a collaborative venture whereby I put out a theme at the end of every show. I say what next week's theme's going to be, and then I get a deluge of tracks suggested at me on Mastodon, which I then collate into a playlist that we can get 2 hours of Monday Night Entertainment out of, or, you know, throughout the week if you're a late Kate listening on the archive, or on Mixcloud if you're into that kind of thing. And yeah. Here we are, this is what we do. And what you've just heard there is Weird Al Yankovic, Trash Day from 2003's Poodle Hat. Ahead of that was Macklemore with Thrift Shop from 2012. So thank you very much to Rowan Spees and Ben Gray for that. This next one was suggested by... Now, I don't think this person has suggested before. I couldn't find them in my list. So, congratulations to Astro Merritt, who is, I believe, in the chat currently, for this suggestion. This is Foster the People. Ident alert. New ident.
Hi, Nene Cherry here, listening to the playlist with my brother Eagle Eye. I'm doing the Buffalo Stance and everything.
I didn't say it was a good ident, but it is a new one. Also, Ronan Keating alert. Ronan Keating alert. Content warning for Ronan Keating.
Come on, yeah. Come on, yeah.
Without your kissing, my heart's just a prison. 'Cause I've been bereaving since you said you're leaving, but now you're by my side. Let's not fight, 'cause you're right. Every time I lose you, I'm lost. No more you versus me, girl. There's just us. 'Cause anything without you's just a bust. Baby, trust. You're my first, yeah. We're loving each day as if it's the last. Dancing all night, having the blast. Oh, baby,
that this was written by Greg Alexander of the New Radicals. It's blatantly obvious when you know that. That was Ronan Keating, Loving Each Day, as suggested by Cara. Thank you, Cara, for your suggestion. It was good. It was enjoyable. The chat didn't think so, but I did. The reason Cara suggested that one, by the way, is she went down the route of tracks that she used to think were rubbish, but actually quite likes these days. And it was a toss-up between that and Leona Lewis. And quite frankly, there's enough female representation in the show this week. Thought I'd give the chaps a chance. So thank you, Cara, for that suggestion. It was perfectly enjoyable music. Ahead of that was Foster the People with Waste, as suggested by Astro Merritt. Thank you, Astro Merritt. You'll get another one of these. Just because you're in the chat at the moment. Right. I've already yapped too much already this half an hour. Shocking, I know. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and this next one, as suggested by Andy Fish, is the wonderful, wonderful Randy Newman.
I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away. Don't you want to see the sun come up each morning? Don't you want to see the sun go down each day? Don't you want to see that little girl who loves you so? Her heart would break. You should go. I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away. Son, it seems to me like you're never gonna behave yourself. Since I'm not gonna do this every day, come tomorrow, you're gonna have to save yourself. Got nothing more to say. You're not listening anyway. I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away. I can't let you throw yourself away.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The playlist.
You know what day it is. It's bin day. Get your outdoor slippers on and get down to this.
Wake up in the morning, having me breakfast, supping a nice cup of tea. But there's a problem, the outside bin's full and that's troubling me. So much rubbish, it's just mind-blowing. Who can help? Me bin's overflowing. Everyone round our way, hear them say, hey!
Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Cos me wheelie bin's wheelie full. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Cos me wheelie bin's wheelie full.
Ask the sound of the bin man. Ask the sound of the bin man. Ask the sound of the bin man. I think he's on his way. Get recycling bottles and cans. Just clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Bottles and cans. Just clap your hands. Cos he takes your recycling away. Rewind. The council's been raving. Money needs saving. Local services goosed. Because of austerity, they had the temerity to make bin collections reduced. All collections gone fortnightly, squashing all me rubbish down tightly. There's just one man who can save the day.
Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Cause me wheelie bin's wheelie full. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Cause me wheelie bin's wheelie full.
Make the sound of the bin van. Make the sound of the bin van. Make the sound of the bin van. Wash your bottles. Is it the green bin or the brown bin today? Is it the green bin or the brown bin today? Is it the green bin or the brown bin today? If you can't shut the lid, I won't take it away.
Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Cause me wheelie bin's wheelie full. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Ask the bin man, bin man. Cause me wheelie bin's wheelie full.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the playlist.
Okay, okay. I've waited long enough, and now the time has come.
Oscar, what are you doing anyway?
What does it look like I'm doing, Bob?
Well, it looks like you're, you know, making a mess.
I'm getting ready to sing my song, so I'm throwing out all my trash onto the sidewalk. Isn't it beautiful?
Well, I wouldn't say it's exactly beautiful, Oscar.
Well, I would. Just look at it all. What a beautiful, junky mess of rotten, rusty, mangy, musty, crummy, beautiful trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Here's some more rotten stuff. I have here some newspaper 13 months old. I've wrapped fish inside it. It's smelly and old. But I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's trash. Yes, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Now look at this restless junk. 5 o'clock it won't work, and then no telephone, a broken umbrella, a rusty trombone, and I am delighted to call them my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty, anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash!
Interesting to hear Oscar the Grouch referencing a rusty trombone. That was, of course, Oscar the Grouch with I Love Trash from 1974. That was suggested by Kieran Ferry and Davey Bott. I believe there might have been a couple of others, but yeah, they were the first two to get in on that one. So thank you very much. Yeah, I was just saying in the chat, up until yesterday, the version of that I had in the running order was with Josh Groban from a couple of years back, where Oscar teaches Josh how to sing it. And then I realised my error and managed to change it for the correct one. So I hope that was enjoyable, as enjoyable to you as it was to me. Ahead of that was the Lancashire Hot Pots with Has the Bin Man Bin Mon from 2011, as suggested by Troggy. Thank you, Troggy, for that. Compared favourably to the highest highs of John Shuttleworth, but never actually breaking the highest highs of John Shuttleworth, for no one can. Before that was Randy Newman, I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away, from, I think, wasn't that in Toy Story 4, I think that was. That was suggested by Andy Fish, so thank you very much, Andy Fish, for that suggestion. A significant number of novelty and comedy tracks suggested this week, so I hope you're down for them all, because, there's a couple more to come. Including this next one, which I guess it kind of classes as a novelty track, but I don't know, it's just a great tune all the same. This next one, as suggested by Art McCray, is Lonnie Donegan.
Now here's a little story, to tell it is a must, about an unsung hero that moves away a dust. Some people make a fortune, others earn a mint. My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skint. Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big gobnail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, but he calls them daisy roots. Some folks give tips at Christmas, and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the step. Now one old man got nasty, and to the council wrote, next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. I say, Les.
Yeah?
I found a police dog in my dustbin.
Well, how do you know he's a police dog?
He had a policeman with him. Though my old man's a dustman, he's got an heart of gold. He got married recently, though he's 86 years old. We said, here, hang on, Dad, you're getting past your prime. He said, well, when you get my age, it helps to pass the time. Oh! My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. I say. My dustbin's full of lilies.
Well, throw them away, then.
I can't, lilies wearing them. Now, one day, whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him. What game do you think you're playing? She cried right from the yard. You've missed me, am I too late? Now jump up on the cart. He wears a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. I say,
That's you again.
My dustbin's absolutely full with toadstools.
How do you know it's full?
'Cause there's not mushroom inside. He found a tiger's egg one day, nailed to a piece of wood. The tiger looked quite miserable, but I suppose he should. Just then from out a window, a voice began to wail. He said, oi, where's me tiger's head?
4 foot from his tail.
Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flats. Next time you see a dustman looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in the dustbin, it might be my old
we were sitting out on the playlist.
I could be the driver in articulated lorry. I could be a poet, I wouldn't need to worry. I could be a teacher in a classroom full of scholars. I could be the sergeant in a squadron full of wallets. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play the fool in a six-piece band. First nine nerves, every one-night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste. From a whole gun, you wanna steal. Stratagems and bruises. I could be a doctor with poetesses and bruises. I could be a writer with a growing reputation. I could be the ticket man at Fulham Broadway Station. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play the fool in a six-piece band. First night nerves, every one-night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. Sparks the revolution. I could be an inmate in a long-term institution. I could do the wild extremes. I could do or die. I could yawn and be withdrawn and watch them gather fire. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Tumble out. Where is
is my home? Where is my person?
From 2007, that was Kathy Davey with Rubbish Ocean, as suggested by Ian Robinson. Thank you very much for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Ian Dury and the Blockheads, What a Waste, from 78. Thank you, Nikki Quote, for that. And ahead of that was Lonnie Donegan, My Old Man's a Dustman, from 1960. Cor blimey, where's the time gone, eh? That was suggested by Art McRae, which in a roundabout way, so was the next one. It's just completely fallen out of my head. Anyway, he suggested The Who, Teenage Wasteland, which immediately made me think of Barbara O'Reilly. So of course I went searching for it and realised that actually no, Teenage Wasteland is a different song. However, I really wanted to hear Baba O'Reilly, so that's what I'm going to play. Thank you. To Art McRae for inspiring the suggestion of The Who, Baba O'Reilly, Teenage Waste, Wasteland, you see, waste, it's like rubbish. Anyway, I really love that tune. And I love this next one as well. In fact, I love all the tunes because, you know, I'm that kind of DJ, mate. You know, I did wonderful tunes that were played tonight. Yeah. No, this next band is the most suggested artist this week, with several suggestions from them, for obvious reasons. I ended up choosing this one because it was the only one suggested by Miss Melanie H, and it's a great tune and the least likely Bond theme. The World Is Not Enough by Garbage.
I know how want answers!
I want
the playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Yeah.
the diamond rock or that rose you drive. Or you can walk the streets with all your uptown flash, such flash. But when you hit the sheets, you just tend to trash. Oh, you're such trash. I love the way.
Seared over in the chat complaining that that wasn't much of a face melter, and well, quite frankly, I don't know why it would be. I just play the songs as they come, as they happen. And that happened to be Alice Cooper with Trash, because the theme this week here on the playlist is rubbish. It's a rubbish theme. It kind of is though, isn't it? But the music's good, and that's all that matters. Speaking of music, that was suggested, by the way, by Rachel. So thank you very much, Rachel, for that suggestion. It was also suggested by Moth Ninja, but I've already given Moth Ninja one at the top of the show, so no, don't be greedy. Ahead of that was The Cardigans' Junk of the Hearts from 1998, as suggested by Tiger Crash. And ahead of that was Garbage with The World Is Not Enough, suggested by Miss Melanie H. Thank you very much, all. Fine suggestions from top to bottom. This is the playlist. I'm Darren, and this next one was suggested by Seard. Thank you very much, Seard. This, might well melt your face, so be careful.
We need your help. Talking, of course, about extremism and extremist ideology. Views and conduct run counter to everything which can actually tear at the fabric of who we are as an institution. An institution. We need your help. We need your help.
Maintain your body. picture.
This is Jarvis Cocker, and when I'm not spending my time making babies, or living like common people, I definitely listen to the playlist.
Faith No More sang, and then I came along to make it worse. Thank you very much to Real Ale Rocks for suggesting Faith No More with Everything's Ruined. Ahead of that was Ministry with Goddamn White Trash, which if you'd have played me that track and said, when was this released, I'd have said 1997, and I was stood by that. It came out last year. Sorry, not last year. 2024. Amazing. You've got to love a band that know their audience and they play to their audience. That's great. I love that. Big fan of that. Thank you very much to Seard for suggesting Ministry. And I hope you enjoyed the dulcet tones of Jarvis Cocker between the two tracks. There was the actual Jarvis. In this day and age of AI, deep fakes and such, it's important to really stress that that wasn't fake. I didn't make that up. Jarvis Cocker genuinely listens to the playlist. Thank you very much, Jarv. You're a good lad. This next one. That was the actual Nana Cherry in the first hour as well, so thank you very much, Nana, for that. It was very good of you to take time out to record that. This next one was suggested by Ian Malcolm and his Sisters of Mercy.
Thank you. massage, eating a
playlist,
a succulent Chinese
playlist.
This is the sound of an electric guitar.
In the parking lot, it's a short bad trip to the candy shop, where the shrimp sell smack to the jelly snakes, and the kids buy crack in the morning break. Break! And the glass grows blue on the other side, where the old girls queue for their mother's pride. For a slice of life, it's a bargain sell. Yeah, the price is right, but the bread is stale. Stop!
Suggestion this week, but my lord, that was a good suggestion. That was Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine with Rubbish, which it perfectly fits the theme of rubbish. I think you'll agree. So thank you very much, Gary, for that suggestion. That was from 1991. Cool. Doesn't time fly? Ahead of that was Sisters of Mercy with This Corrosion from 1987, as suggested by Ian Malcolm. Thank you very much for that. Largely, I wanted to play that, but the first version I acquired was 10 minutes long. I'm guessing it's the album version. I subsequently found a 4.5 minute radio mix, and I couldn't not play it because it really reminded me of a Paradise Lost track that I used to listen to. So I didn't really know much Paradise Lost besides that one album I had. Was it 1 Second? I think it was called. Yeah, it turns out they probably just ripped off Sisters of Mercy. But yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed that. I'm Darren, of course, and this is The Playlist. I'm here for another 35 minutes before I'm shuffling off to bed and leaving you with either Bodger over on LABR, stream.labr, if you fancy that kind of thing, or you can listen to the extras, the playlist extras, as they play out throughout the night. This next one was suggested by... Oh, hang on a second. This next one was suggested by Rubalicious. Another fresh Jeffrey. Thank you very much, Rubalicious, for suggesting Frente. Frent? Frente. It's got an exclamation mark and everything. Anyway, this track's called Horrible.
tool, bro, you're a fool, fool. Feel like a flicker in a film, borrowed by a viewer for an hour for a buck. Looking on a lollipop left by your luck. Looking like you're lying for your love, but somebody's bloody heart lying in a puddle in the mud. Wish you worried about the one you call the one. Hurry past the hole that holds a hole. Missing out what might have been the meaning of the man. My mate.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Playlist.
Leathers with Daydream Trash, as suggested by Alice McAlice Pants. Thank you very much, Alice. That's not the first Leathers track that Alice has suggested on this show, and I'm glad of this because they're very good. And also it's Leathers in all caps. So enjoy that. Ahead of that was Frente with the exclamation mark with Horrible, as suggested by Rubalicious. Another fresh Jeffrey. Yes, Rollo has pointed out that I am being very liberal with my clap spreading this evening, and perhaps I shouldn't be. I am a little discombobulated right now, though. If the links from here forth aren't very good, it's because I've just had a notification on my computer threatening to update me to macOS 26. All I have to do is restart now, or have them remind me later. And quite frankly, neither of those options fit me very well at all. No, sir. I'm macOS Sequoia all the way. Good lord, I'm all discombobulated now. This next one was suggested by Davybot, so thank you very much, Davybot, for this suggestion. I played them a few weeks back, and I'm happy to play them again because I played the wrong version last time. This is Lake Street Dive, and it's definitely the album version of Bad Self-Portraits.
Cherry here, listening to the playlist with my brother Eagle Eye. I'm doing the Buffalo Stance and everything.
You better stop doing this nonsense. This way you won't go.
hearing some frankly nasty rumours that I didn't fade up the previous track. Well, I could hear it perfectly fine, and I think all the late Kates will agree that it was a perfectly good song, so I don't know what you're talking about, everybody in the chat. That was Shirley Davis and the Silverbacks with Take Out the Trash. That was suggested by Rollo Treadway. Thank you very much, Rollo, for that. Ahead of that was Lake Street Dive with Bad Self Portraits from 2014. Definitely all of that song in its entirety, as suggested by Davybot. Thank you very much, Davybot, a wonderful artist that no doubt we will hear more of in the future. Right. I've got 20 more minutes left, and what have I got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs. So I should probably shut up and play them, eh? This next one was suggested by Arakin. Thank you very much, Arakin, for suggesting The Trash Men.
And everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner, well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner, well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner, well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner, well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner, well, a bird.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak, yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
Playlist.
We're just receiving reports of an incident at a farm in Sussex where a number of people have been arrested in connection with annoying the nation. It is believed that the owner of the farm, a Mr. Hibbert, has been cooperating with police and government officials in a plot codenamed Operation Less Pricks and kindly granted permission for the use of his 17th century tithe barn as a temporary holding place for those arrested. Although not confirmed, we are led to understand that those already charged include bus drivers who don't wait for people to sit down before pulling away from the bus stop, taxi drivers who use their horns instead of knocking on the door, people who moan at the council about the streets being full of litter, not stopping to think that it is people who drop litter, not the council, a room full of drama teachers listening to Bjork, grown men with replica shirts worn over their jumpers who stand up and stretch out their arms when the opposing team fail to hit the target, an assortment of scriptwriters, novelists and playwrights who own Argus but don't know how to use them, a musical equipment reviewer responsible for an article titled Microphone of the Month, a woman who described herself as a little bit Bridget, a little bit Ally, a little bit Sex in the City, and chose to call her baby boy Fred as a childishly rebellious attempt at a clever reaction to those who might have expected her to call him Julian or Rupert. Bit of advice, call him Rupert. It fits. And besides, it's a good name. Don't be calling him Fred or Archie, with all its cheeky but lovable working-class scamp connotations, unless you really do have plans for him to spend his life in William Hills waiting for them to weigh in at Newton Abbott. Also being held is a whole wall full of teenagers spitting needlessly, an amateur thug in camouflage trousers whose Japanese fighting dog had run amok on a Swindon council estate, a man from the record company who said that George Michael continues to challenge social taboos through his music, Lisa Riley, continuity announcers introducing comedy shows, a pub band who gets uppity when everyone goes to the bar during a song they've written themselves, a group of football fans referred to as Commodores, as in once, twice, three times a season, who feed sugar lumps to police horses at cup finals, an artist who said his next album will be more song-based, a man who informs people that he gets up at 6 a.m. every morning and seems to want a medal. People who say they speak as they find and are somehow proud of it. Journalists who try and spell an interviewee's laugh. An organisation who declared an awareness week for awareness weeks. And a council worker who dropped litter. We'll bring you more details as they emerge.
Well, that was wonderfully cathartic, wasn't it? Though it has made me think about Lisa Riley for the first time in about 15 years. So thank you very much to Sheepnik for suggesting that by Half Man, Half Biscuit. That was Breaking News from 2002. Ahead of that was The Coasters' Yakety Yak from 1958. Cool, where has the time gone? That was suggested by Rollo Treadway, and before that was the Trashmen, Surfing Bird. Right, I've got three more tracks to play. I'll play this next one, and then I'll tell you what next week's theme is. Agree? Yeah? Capiche? Nice. This is Full Scratch with Garbage.
I'm not afraid to
That was Full Scratch with Garbage, as suggested by the Plague Doc. Thank you very much, Plague Doc, for that suggestion. That was wonderful. Right, so on to matters of great import. Next week's theme. I should really actually jump into my spreadsheet and start putting some more themes in, because I'm about to run out. But I have one for next week, and that is fine. So, the theme for next week is... shoes. 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 Footwear and that. You know, boots, trainers, shoes. Or should I just say shoes? Not boots, not sandals, certainly not Crocs. Wellington's not on my watch. Shoes. No, it doesn't matter really. Footwear. Shoes though. That's next week's theme. If you didn't get it, it was shoes. Right, this next one was suggested by Big Vimto, who isn't new. However, he is rocking under a new name. So, this next one was suggested by Big Vimto, another fresh-ish Jeffrey. This is Ronnie Size.
Yes, another rougher, tough form for the chaser. New configuration, new riff and new structure. Built on a frame that'll hold and won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's wrapped tightly. It lifts, the bass is the heartbeat that it gives. When we apply the brakes, there'll be no skits. Just more elements to continue as we climb. Dimensions and the measurements and the evidence you won't find. Changing, rearranging, so it's regularly updated. Hits from every angle, so expect the unexpected. Represent the fusion of the minds that stay connected. The style that is presented, the size of the bar that's been invented. Deliberate, the flow we give you, so that means you meant it. In your direction is the bearing that we aim to sense it. Instead of waiting for a new star, better we invent it. And let you get your money's worth before you've even sent it. Make it bigger, full figure for the whole nation. Send it out to one or no with no discrimination. Like a safe for 50 lungs, there's many combinations. No matter which way that you turn, you'll reach the same destination. The fullness of the spectrum, 360 keeps you circling. Deep inside the flow is where it's working it. Underneath, submerging it. To the bottom, go deeper. Way beyond the point that blows holes in your speaker. Under and over, take it over and under. First you get the lightning and then you get the thunder. The feature is the sound and the sound is the feature. Step to the rhythm made out of brown paper. Sounds that we bring are of a different nature. Rhythms get greater and rhythms they get greater. Yes, another rougher, tough form for the chaser. New configuration, new riff and new structure. Built on a frame that'll hold and won't puncture. Tight, we wrap it up, it's wrapped tight. Step, 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 step. Paper, paper.
remarkably fault-free show this week, so I'm going to give thanks for that. Thank you very much to Big Vimto for that last suggestion. That was Ronnie Sy's Brown Paper Bag. And I'm going to end tonight on a suggestion from Sod's Lawyer, and it's a bit of an odd one, but it is a good one. This is... thank you very much for joining me this week, by the way. Next week's theme is shoes, and I'm going to leave you this week with the final rubbish suggestion. As suggested by Sod's Lawyer, this is The Cherry Thing with Dirt.
This is Jarvis Cocker, and when I'm not spending my time making babies, or living like common people, I definitely listen to the playlist.